Yo, what's up? It's your boy Glenn the Cloud, and you're listening to the Phantom Podcast. Jeffrey Edward Epstein. That's what we're talking about today. Shout out to Chaz of the Dead on Instagram. Go check out his website at chazofthedead.com. That's where I really got a lot of my notes from. So, to get started, Jeff was born January 20th, 1953, to two Jewish parents, and he was the oldest out of two siblings. He has a brother named Mark, and they grew up in Coney Island, Seagate. I think that's somewhere in Brooklyn. But they attended public school, and you know, Jeff was in a national music camp at the Interlochen Center of Arts, and he played piano, which is surprising because a lot of people that play piano are like really talented, smart. Like, it's a great musical outlet. So I really don't see how your boy went from playing piano to playing with little girls. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like, as a father to a little girl, this shit is creepy. Like, I would never do this. I could never do this. But anyway, this isn't about me, it's about Jeff. You know what I'm saying? He graduated from Lafayette High School at the age of 16. I think it said he like skipped two grades. So your boy was like really smart, and I mean like really smart, because he attended an Institute of Mathematical Science at New York University, but, you know, he left without receiving his degree. You know, a lot of people do that, so I don't see a problem with it. I mean, of course there's a problem. Like, I'm pretty sure he could have finished, but he probably had a lot going on. But, you know, Jeff started working, I think, September 1974 as a physics and mathematics teacher for teens at Dalton School in Manhattan. And then he started building a relationship with a lot of people, left and joined Bear Stearns in 1976 as a low-level junior assistant to floor trader, something like that. You know, obviously this guy was pretty smart, and he was doing a lot of stuff. I think he was doing some shady shit too, because he actually got fired from Bear Stearns for violating Regulation D. And I think it was just him opening up a lot of shit for people and allowing them to do some behind the scenes shit. But in August 1981, he actually founded his own consulting firm called the Intercontinental Assets Group, Inc. So obviously my boy was doing a lot of consulting, not only consulting, but he was really good at math. He played piano. He was a teacher for a little bit. So it really surprises me that somebody from this background, you know, this level of thinking would actually go into touching girls, kidnapping girls, sexually abusing girls. Like, I don't know. I just can't wrap my head around somebody actually doing shit like this. I don't know. Like, I just have so many questions. I wish I could just pick the brain of a sex offender. Like, bro, like, what the fuck is you thinking? Why you gotta, like, is your game not strong enough to go get Becky? Like, you gotta go fucking pay Becky to get you a bunch of little girls so you could touch them? I don't know, but we're about to dig more into this topic. Okay, so one of many, many, many cases that were filed against Jeffrey Epstein was a Jane Doe case. That actually involved our dear, dear President Trump. I don't know why I don't like that dude. I don't like him. He shouldn't be president. But yeah, so in 2016, Jane Doe versus Epstein and Trump, apparently they got a federal lawsuit filed against them in California, April 2016. I think Jane Doe said that she was sexually assaulted by them at like a series of parties. First off, homegirl, I'm not trying to side with Jeffrey or Donald Trump for that matter, but you kept going back to the parties, bruh. Like, stop going to the parties. You know they're there. Stop going. Why are you still going to the parties? It says a series of parties. So you kept going back knowing that you were going to get raped or sexually assaulted or whatever they were doing to you. And it just doesn't make sense. But she claims that she was like raped at Epstein's Manhattan residence in 1994 when she was 13. I mean, like, even when I was 13, I was, you know, thinking pretty logical. And some of that should have been like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't go to this party. And like, where are your parents? This is some R. Kelly shit. I'm telling you, boy. This is the creepiest shit that I've ever read. I mean, besides seeing the fucking R. Kelly tapes, this tops the shit. Fuck it. But the suit was dismissed by a federal judge in May 2016 because it didn't raise valid claims under federal law. So she kind of got fucked. Haha. No pun intended. But Epstein employed her to procure underage girls, and that's the kicker. Like, this dude wasn't going out and getting his own little girls, his little chicas. He was sending out women to go get little girls and I guess bring them to his parties and stuff, which again is really creepy. But Jane Doe was supposed to appear in LA, Los Angeles, for a press conference, and 6 days before the 2016 election, but it got canceled. Why did it get canceled? Because she was receiving threats. How convenient. I'm pretty sure, you know, Donald Trump and Epstein really didn't want that information getting out that they were touching little girls. But another case was Jane Doe 15 versus the Epstein's estate. And that case happened in 2019. Jane Doe made a public appearance with her attorney to announce that she was suing the estate, you know, wanted to get Jeffrey's, probably wanted to get some of his money. But it's crazy, like, how all these women just start showing up out of the blue. I guess, like, when they all come together, they feel more comfortable. But, you know, I can see that. You don't want to be singled out, and you don't want to be the only one coming forth with a testimony. So why not? Why not band together? You know, I don't know. More things can happen when you have a group of people coming together, I guess. All this shit is just funny to me. I mean, it's not necessarily funny, but it's just weird how, you know, when something goes down, everybody finally comes out of the woodwork stating, like, this happened to them and that happened to them. Like I said, I get it, but whatever. You know, it is what it is. Shit, he was still doing the shit that he was doing, so he deserved to be prosecuted. But you know how, like, the CIA gathers information on their targets, you know, by spying on them and stuff? Well, back then, the CIA was famously busted, I think in the 80s, for smuggling cocaine for the Contras. Like, honestly, I didn't know that until I read about that. And that, it really doesn't surprise me, because the CIA and, you know, the government, they hide a lot of shit, but it's actually a fact. So we can assume that the CIA operated with, like, human trafficking and stuff too, the same way they did with smuggling drugs. Because, I mean, like, look at it. why wouldn't you know about somebody doing human trafficking? But you know about like all the drug cartels and everything else. So there's just something fishy about that. Like, in order to do that, they would have to infiltrate the cartels. So they had to be into the human trafficking too. It sounds right. It's just there. Like, all the shit's there. Like, you know this shit's going on, so why aren't you stopping it? Maybe there was a little money in the human trafficking side, because they were getting paid. I think it was like $35 billion that they make. Where the fuck are you getting this money from? Human trafficking and drug smuggling. But hey, whatever. CIA does whatever the fuck it wants to. Just leave me the fuck alone. So there's this thing called honeypotting, and it's kind of like how all the girls in the James Bond movies do. Like, they send out a hot girl, a hot female, you know, in a little bikini top or a little, you know, thin ass two top dress to seduce James Bond, and, you know, to get him to come with them. And then they end up like capturing James, and he has to break out and all this other shit. Well, there's actually like a conspiracy that, you know, honeypotting was being done on Epstein, and that's what the CIA was doing. They were sending out people or females to actually get his attention and like spy on him and stuff. And that's possible. Like, he could have been the cornerstone of a global honeypotting operation. So it's kind of sad. But this is why, like, a lot of pedophiles seem to be found in positions of power across the globe, like from Europe to the United States. Most likely, it's the practices of spying and control. So now for the part of the episode like everybody's been waiting for, is Jeffrey's death and the conspiracy behind it. But first, in July 23rd, 2019, 3 weeks prior to his death, he was found unconscious in his cell with injuries on his neck. Like, what the fuck? Epstein believed that he was attacked by his cellmate, but they put him on suicide watch. Like, the man's telling you, like, he was attacked. Even a lot of people say, like, Jeff was always in good spirits, so you guys place him on suicide watch. The crazy thing is, they took him off of suicide watch July 29th of 2019 and put him in a special housing with an inmate. So you put him back in a cell with a person after he just told you he felt attacked. He thought he was being attacked by his cellmate. You claim it was suicide. Put him on suicide watch. And then you take him off of suicide watch and put him right back in a cell with somebody else. But this special housing cell with his inmate, by the way, was supposed to be on like a watch, like a 30-minute watch. The guard was supposed to check on Jeff and the inmate like every 30 minutes, you know, keep a close eye on him. But what's funny is that like procedures weren't followed the night of his death. Or on the day of his death. Even like the guards falsified related records, and they claim like two cameras malfunctioned later that night. Like, what are you guys doing? So you put the guy, you put Jeff in a fucking special housing cell, and you took him off of suicide watch. Like, I feel like he would have been better off on fucking suicide watch. But, you know, there it is right there. I feel like my boy was murdered. Like, maybe that inmate killed him. Or maybe when the cameras malfunctioned, bum, 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 they fucking opened the cell, and they probably did all the shit themselves. The guards probably strangled him. Because there's no way you can just kill yourself in a cell with an inmate and a guard that's supposed to be watching every 30 minutes. But they claim, like, you know, like I said, procedures weren't followed. Like, the guards, like, fell asleep or some shit. And then the cameras malfunctioned. So, the cameras weren't working. So, you can't prove that, you know, the guards woke up, you know, a couple minutes later and, like, oh, shit. Like, he's dead. No, yeah. Fucking cameras malfunctioned. Somebody killed him. Probably the inmate probably killed him in his cell. And they got away with it. But what's weird is his lawyers didn't believe that either. So they brought in their own doctor, Dr. Baden, and even he said that the injuries to his neck were found in strangulation. So somebody had to take Jeff's neck and pretty much squeeze it. There's no way like a rope or anything that Jeff would have had on him would have been able to kill him. So it's possible Jeff didn't kill himself. And I believe that. And I also believe the CIA probably had something to do with it. Because if you think about it, if Jeff had have testified in court, he probably would have said a lot of shit that would have exposed the CIA in some kind of way. Because they knew. You had to have known about this. And the exposure of the CIA would have led to the exposure of Donald Trump. And the exposure of, I think it said, Bill Clinton. Because apparently he was on the plane with Jeffrey. Like a couple of times, I think like 26 times. Damn, so there's no probably. There's no probably in it. Epstein didn't kill himself. That's it for today's episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Phantom Podcast and click the link in bio and leave me a voice message. That'll be really dope. You can also rate and review me right from there. And find all your favorite streaming platforms. Until next time, I'm out.